I'm Anderson Cooper. Exclusive reaction from Spike Lee to L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling's alleged racist rant. The ugly words caught on tape. Let's get started. Until this weekend, unless you follow the NBA or live in Southern California, chances are the name Donald Sterling really didn't mean much to you. Tonight, the entire country knows L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling is that guy allegedly caught on tape telling his girlfriend not to bring African American friends to Clippers games and saying a lot more as well. The girlfriend, V. Stiviano, V is her legal first name, understandably doesn't want to show her face in public right now. Here she is wearing a visor, heading out of her L.A. home, getting to a Bentley, surrounded by paparazzi. The audio tape surfaced on Friday. Now, if it's the real deal, it won't be anything like the first time Sterling has said something or done something that smacks of bigotry. It may, however, be the last straw. Over the weekend, some of the biggest names in sports, politics, and entertainment began unloading on him. Last night, his players launched a protest on court on national TV. Today, big advertiser took a giant step away from him. Tomorrow, the league could announce sanctions. Filmmaker Spike Lee famously has a relationship with the New York Knicks, not the Clippers. He joins us, though, obviously, is far more than just a fan of the game. First of all, when you first heard these remarks, what went through your mind?
I say, why did it take so long? Let me tell you a story. I've never said this before. My right hand to God on my mother's grave. In Los Angeles, 2011, the NBA All-Star game was there. Me and my friend, I'm not going to name him, we were at a restaurant, and Donald Sterling called us over to his table. His wife, Shelly, was there. And he started to say, why are they going to go on strike? We should pay all the players $500,000. If they didn't play basketball, they wouldn't have a job. I swear to God he said this. And Baron Davis, who played for the Clippers, is my second cousin. So he's told me a whole lot of stuff about Sterling. Then you look at the Elgin Baylor, the highest settlement in history.
Right. He was sued for racial discrimination in housing. He settled the largest fine
ever
in the history of housing discrimination.
So tomorrow's a big day. The commissioner, the new commissioner, Adam Silver, they're having a press conference here in New York at 2 p.m. I'm going to be there.
You're going to go to it?
Yeah, I'm going to go to it. And a whole lot of people.
You know this new commissioner.
Oh, Adam, I've known Adam a long time. David Stern, but I know he's a good guy.
What do you think he should do?
He asked. I don't know the bylaws of the league, but he has to go.
He shouldn't. This guy Donald Sterling should not own.
He's got to go.
A team,
because he's tainting all the other 29 partners. He's tainting the league and he's tainting in America. And when you hear something like that. That is the mentality of a slave master. He sees his players as slaves.
He feeds them.
He works them. And then I want to comment what Magic said. Say, well, people say, not just Magic, people say, well, doesn't he know that all his players are black? Yeah, he knows that. Magic knew that too. Mm-hmm. We're out there in the cotton fields and whatnot working. So he has to go. And I would like to see, even though the league is 75% African-American, I think this is, outside from Dirk Nowitzki, I really never heard from the white players.
You think this should be an issue that white players speak out about, not just African-American players?
Everybody. If you are someone who believes in humanity, justice for all, whether based on race, sex, whatever, this is a front to everybody. We all should be outraged as Americans.